We're back with 13-year-old TJ Seblum from Ishpeming, and we're going to continue talking about his first buck on opening day. TJ, thanks for sharing this with us.
No problem.
So how excited were you to go out on opening day?
I was pretty excited to get to actually hunt deer that I could shoot for the first time.
So you had sat in a blind before?
Yes. So we hunt in our brush blind, and we built a little bit last year, but we kind of just had a little bit of front wall. But this year in the fall, we did a lot more work and put a roof on it and everything, so it was a lot better, so we wouldn't be get as cold and be more protected from the wind and snow. So it's kind of in a clump of trees, but there's two trees that are in front of it, so we cut down a balsam and put that over the top, and then we leaned up supports and then just filled it in with like spruce branches and balsam branches.
Nice, nice. I bet it was pretty cool looking too. I'd love to see a picture of that. So let's get into the day you went out. Got up really early. How tired were you?
I wasn't too tired because I was pretty excited to go out and hunt. So we drive up to our blind because it's a few miles away. And then we drove up the road a little bit, stopped at the bottom of the hill. It's probably maybe like a quarter mile walk in up to our blind. And we got out to our blind probably around 7 o'clock or so. So it was still plenty dark so we could get set up before light. Well, and then we just waited for it to be light, and we sat till around 8:30 or 9. My dad's hands started getting pretty cold because he has Raynaud's, so his hands get cold a lot easier. But I had brought a pack of toe warmers, so then he borrowed those so he could get his hands warmed up. And then 10 o'clock came, and he had his hands gotten warmed up. So we were just kept sitting, and then it was 10:30, and we're like, well, let's see if we can make it to 11. Around 11, I was messing around with my gloves, and I was seeing what I could do to make them warmer, but then they would have been pretty tight-fitting on my hands, and he said that, you know, I'd have to be able to get them off if a deer came. And then he said, oh, there's a deer, and I said, no, there's not, and he said, yeah, it's a buck, and I said, no, it's not, because I didn't believe him, because I thought he was just seeing how fast I could get my gloves off and get up and get ready.
Oh, he's testing you.
And then I turned around and looked, and I saw the buck, and I was like, oh, so I dropped my gloves on the ground and grabbed my gun. Because I'm in the more left side of the blind, more around the middle, and he's on the right of me, because it's more open there, so the deer would walk more in front of us. But it looked like he was going to go out in front of the blind, but then he turned right and started kind of heading up the hill to the right of our blind, and I didn't have a shot there, and my dad could have shot him right there, but we got readjusted, and I moved over to the other side of the blind and got propped up against a tree, because it was a bit of a longer shot.
How long was it?
Probably like 50 yards.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So he was moving up the hill, and we needed him to stop. So my dad went, meh, and then I went, meh, and he stopped right behind a big sugar maple tree, so we could just see the back half of him. So then I just waited there for probably close to a minute, or maybe it felt like a minute, maybe it wasn't that long. And then we started to see his ears moving, and then he walked out, and then I just dropped him right there.
So tell me about the moment that you decided to pull the trigger. Was there anything that your dad said, or was it just all you? Were you guys being totally quiet at that point?
We were just totally quiet at that point.
So you made the decision on your own?
Mm-hmm. I aimed for right behind the front shoulder. So we were up on a hill a little bit, so it was a little above it, hit in the upper lung, and then came out behind his lung a little bit, but he dropped right there.
He didn't even run?
No.
That's awesome.
Then I was really excited. Then I turned around, yes, and I told my dad that I got him. Then we were pretty excited. Oh, and then we couldn't believe that I got a deer my first time hunting on opening day, which, but not choice, but it's my sister's birthday.
Oh, what's your sister's name?
Evan.
Well, do you want to say happy birthday to her?
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I gave her a buck for her birthday or what?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like to eat them.
No?
No.
Well, that's all right. And then did you end up gutting the deer out yourself with your dad? Or?
Yeah, I had a little help from him because I'd watched him helped a little bit last year when he shot deer, but I'd never actually done it myself.
Yeah, it's quite a mess sometimes, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Well, congratulations, TJ, on your first buck, and how big was it?
It was about a 6-pointer.
Okay.
5.5, we said, because one of the brow tines was pretty small.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing this great story about your first buck with us.
No problem.
TJ Seblum from Ishpeming sharing his first buck story right here on The Outdoor Show.